The darkest egg. We sat around the fire and stared at the flames, deeply immersed in the question of what the future could be like, in our potential, or better, in our wishes for the time to come. A little bit of fear and excitement mixed with the joy of what was lying ahead. Welcome to Be Is Enough. I had prepared a basket. It was full of eggs, stone eggs, one more beautiful than the other. Red, green, white, brown, blue, black, yellow. Stones like obsidians, moonstones, amethyst, rose quartz, clear quartz, and so many more. It's a gift, I explained. In there lies your vision for your project, your love, your next step, whatever is on your mind and in your heart. Choose one that reminds you of what we experienced today. Their eyes started sparkling like diamonds in the sun. How precious this work of mine is. A day and a journey with horses, nature, and creativity. Teaming up with a group and allowing yourself to create something new. Something special that is bigger than the sum of the parts involved. The first woman let her fingers gently glide over the surface, closed her eyes, and stopped at an egg that was artfully constructed in several layers. She waited a moment. Her face changed and lit up. Then she leaned back, held it next to her heart, and passed the basket. The next woman looked closely at all of the eggs, picked them up and put them back in their place. Suddenly, she smiled, as if she had received the answer, and fished a small blue egg out of the middle. The basket moved on, and each woman in the circle chose their eggs. Until the basket reached a young woman, she was still digesting today's journey. She had looked deep into her shadows and found patterns she had already worked on. But they were still there, and she had realized that she couldn't get rid of them, that she'd spend all the time to learn how to deal with them. Her resistance to that revelation was obvious. But she didn't leave it at that. She identified in this moment so much with the parts of her that she had developed a conviction that something about her was wrong. Although she was the one who had endless compassion with others that touched their shadows, her kindness had vanished in the moment she looked at herself. She thought of herself as not good enough. Whatever she did, a voice inside her insisted on that. So she tried to fix it. And in this moment, she realized that it did not work. Still an imposter, she thought. And now she stared into the basket with the eggs and felt that only the dark or the white one belonged to her, represented both sides of her emotions, nothing in between, just black and white, good or bad, wrong or right. Her hand stopped at the largest egg. It was pitch black. She took it and looked at it sadly. She believed deeply in this moment that she deserved this dark egg, and with it, a dark future. Because of her shadows, because of her darkness, and her not being enough. this comes from that, and you will never, started the mind to torture her. Tears welled up inside her, tears of shame and guilt for believing that she was not okay as she was. She took a deep breath and felt the air run through her lungs into her heart. She felt it there for a moment and breathed out with a loving sigh. She had enough experience to know that identification doesn't equal truth. The cool quality of the obsidian calmed her mind. And then a voice spoke up. How would it be if you weren't wrong at all, and there was nothing to fix? A tear ran down her cheeks, and she realized that this was the truth. Her essence was love, innocence, and light that was in need for a way to be expressed. The obsidian black egg in the one hand, her other hand gently touched the other's and stopped when she touched the egg that seemed to be very special. It was created simply by nature, pressure, and time, countless layers upon layers, shimmering, shining white, crystalline, and even translucent. And the best part of it was that it felt amazing. And so she sat there, the one egg in her left and the other one in her right hand, not knowing which one to choose. Keep both of them, I offered. The obsidian is yours. It offered his help to you, called you into your own truth. It's an old world stone that supports you and gives you the security being you. It reveals lies and protects us. It's dark, but it's never bad. It's like a mirror that can transform your own lies and reveals the comforting truth underneath all of your stories. The truth that lies beyond all of these layers of conditioning, beliefs, and inhibitions. How much are you identified with your shadows and patterns? Can you see that you are not what you think you are? Deep down, we all want to bring our authentic self and our essence into the world and want to shine. And yet, we are so afraid of being seen. Often we believe that someone could see what we fear to be. And what that is created by the narrative of conditioning and hurt, unprocessed experiences and emotions. And it's so far from the truth. If we show ourselves exactly as we are, we show our vulnerabilities as well as our strength. And this is what authenticity is about, isn't it? To be human. To be in this moment and to be simply you. You are more than your shadows, your flaws, and your narratives. You are so much more. I love to repeat myself. Your life wants so much that you can be the best expression of yourself, loving yourself through this life. In a curious, innocent, and kind way, embracing your shadows and experiences without identifying with them, seeing without selfing. In doing that, we shine our light into the world, and we invite others to join us. What a beautiful, bright future lies ahead when we do so. You are so much more than you think you are. And the truth is, you are enough. Thank you for listening. And have have a beautiful day.
All of a sudden now I feel the weather breathing in the night. All of my emotions are my feathers.